Yo, guys, we just finished recording this episode, and Jerry made a really funny joke, so now we're here recording another intro for
it. And it's funny, because I'm actually sitting here going, what are we saying?
And now you just remembered?
No, wait.
30 sex.
Oh, welcome today is our 30 sex episode.
Welcome to episode 30 sex.
Where we're talking about sex.
Enjoy.
Get into it.
What's popping, everybody? Welcome back to A Girl Land.
Her mother-in-law.
I started without you knowing. Caught you off guard.
You did not catch me because I said it on cue.
True. We actually are hopping right into it today. Oddly enough, you did your preparations before.
No, I never did because...
Oh, balls. So we're not. So we're just gonna be a hot mess today, as always.
We're a hot mess. People love us. We're a hot mess. And I'm trying to write a text message. Oh, my God.
Oh, so the episode with my sister came out today. If you're new here, hi, welcome to A Girl and Her Mother-in-Law. I'm Melissa. My mother-in-law's name is Jerry. We talk about shit that you wouldn't expect a girl and her mother-in-law to talk about. We talk about sex and toys and... and actually, today's sex. And we talk about... relationships and all the fun stuff.
Just everyday life.
Just everyday shit. So Anyways, welcome to the podcast. So the last episode that went, actually not the last episode, the episode that went up today for us was the episode with my sister.
Correct.
And
Amanda.
So the episodes go up so far after we record them, and then my mom will text us and be like, and say something random, and we'll be like,
what is she talking about? Like, Amory, what the fuck? Like, yeah. I got one today, and it just in all caps, it says, "Don't you dare."
And you're like, what the fuck did I do?
But I'm thinking I know what I did, but now I just text her back, so I want to see what her response is. I just said, was this meant for me? What did I do? Acting all innocent. That's right, Anne Marie. I'm playing you right now.
And she's not going to hear this episode for another 2 weeks.
She'll be like, wait, what?
So today we're recording for the 17th.
Correct. This one goes up on the 17th.
Episode 36, y'all.
10 days from now. We're 10 days ahead of the time.
Okay, that's not too much. Bad. I mean, kind of, but it's fine.
Listen, we need to get our... You and Zane are going to be leaving. You're leaving, and then you come back, and then Zane and you are leaving, dude. And we need to just get them lined up.
I went and got my nails done today, and I was sitting in the chair, the massage chair, and he was massaging my feet, and I was just like, is this what Mexico's going to feel like? I was just closing my eyes.
Are you expecting Zane to be rubbing your feet? Does Zane give you foot rubs?
No, they have spas at...
Does Zane give you foot rubs?
If I ask for it.
Aww.
Yeah, but not... often, I don't really ask for it. I'm not a feet person. I don't do feet. I don't like it.
I don't mind feet. I love getting fucking foot massages, though.
I love getting fucked.
Alyssa.
I love getting like, fucked, though.
Let's get right into this talking
Jesus
about sex shit.
Christ.
Wow.
Do we have updates today?
Well.
I walked outside to go to my car today, and I saw a fucking graveyard.
It's so funny because... the dirt, I mean, how good does that one look?
It does. If it was dark out, I'd be scared shitless. But we prepared yesterday because we went to the Halloween stores. So I feel like I was like, nothing.
Like, I got it. Yeah. But what happened is we wanted, after we did one, it was like, you know, ever. He's like, we should do it on both sides. We should make it bigger. I'm like, how about instead of doing it on both sides, we just make this one bigger?
Yeah.
So I had to go today and just get a couple more of those fence things. Yeah. And I have to go to Joann's and get more burlap. To make another grave. So we have headstones, but we're going to have either two or three graves. Like new, fresh graves.
You should make one with like an arm coming out of it.
A girl?
Girl.
Come on.
She's already
What you thinking? Speaking of graves, I had a funeral. My great aunt, 95 years old, Aunt Mary, love you. Not that she's listening.
That's why we've been seeing 43
I was
going to
say, she was my mother's godmother. So Alyssa made that connection today.
This freaking cat. Benji?
Yeah, she was my mother's everything. She was my mother's godmother, but she also was just like the matriarch of the family. Like, everybody just always loved and respected her. She was a tough cookie.
I met her.
Tough cookie, yeah. You know, and I'll miss her. You know,
rest in peace.
Listen, as soon as I ever got home, that was one of the first things we did. He came home Thursday. We went and saw her Friday, and she died Sunday.
Aww.
So at least I got to see her still alive, you know? And I'm very sad, and I'll miss her. But she was 95. She lived a good life. A hard life, but a good life.
My nail lady told me that she was going to a funeral tomorrow, too, for one of her patients. And I was like, oh, so is my mother-in-law.
It's so sad. Yeah, it is, you know. And then they had a guy speaking, and he was like, you know, depending on what you believe, you know, some people call it death and the end of life. Some people know it's just a transition and into the next level of your life. But it just gave me so much. My aunt had so many, I don't know. She always had a very eclectic group of friends and people. But even yesterday, like at the funeral home, there was different people from different backgrounds talking. And every single one of them like touched me. So no matter what, where they were from, it touched me. You know, it was beautiful.
Good.
Yeah.
I hate funerals, so it's good that you had a positive experience.
I did.
I can't.
And it was nice because I saw a family I haven't seen in a long time.
Sorry, let me just go kill my cat. Thank you.
No, please don't kill your cat. That would be a no bueno.
How many times do I have to yell at you for this?
Benji, please don't make Mama yell.
Down.
Yeah, so, and then I went to physical therapy today. Oh, see, Mama. Went to physical therapy today. I got my MRI done last week. My opinion, it was like, oh, my God, seriously? Are we really doing this again? But then I was like, oh, let me find out from the doctor. So I talked to my physical therapist today, and he said the same thing I did. He was like, this doesn't look good.
Mm-hmm.
So I go see my surgeon Thursday.
Good.
So
get some answers up in there. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's all that's new for me.
I was going to say, we went on a breast cancer walk.
What? You got to tell the story. It's fucking hysterical. No. Yes. You have to.
Okay. So we go to this breast cancer walk for Aaliyah's school. And we get there, we get our t-shirts, we pin on our number, and we start walking. And all of a sudden, I don't know, Jerry, I think you did this to your children. They just always have to fucking pee every 5 minutes. But I'm used to it because I'm dating Zane for almost 6 years. He just has to pee all the fucking time. So we get like, how long into the walk? 15 minutes, maybe?
Yeah.
Like 15 minutes into the walk, and they're like, all right, let's just stop off at Home Depot and we're going to take a pee break, which, of course, it's all the way in the fucking back of the store. So it takes us like 10 minutes to do a pee break. Mind you, they're closing off roads for this whole walk. Because it's like
they literally had roads closed off, police blockades.
Yeah, like there was like what? Like thousands of people, like at least 1,000, right?
Yeah, well, there was at least 1,000. Yeah. I don't know what the final count was.
Yeah, well, it was a big fucking walk. So anyways, we go into Home Depot, it takes like 10 minutes, we come out, and all the road closures are gone, the cars are going by, it was like a movie scene, nobody was in sight, we lost the walk, and then we go up to a security guard, and he's like, are you guys walking?
He's like, oh shit, hold on, you see him on his mic, like he's like,
he literally was like oh shit, boy,
and then like one other security guard like ran up to the next corner and was like holding back traffic for us to cross, I was so embarrassed.
It's not your fault, though. If we didn't pee, we would have been with everyone.
No, but we were already, like, almost the last one. So we definitely would have been. Yes, we were. We would have been behind way us. Far behind.
So anyways, long story short, a security guard came up to us and was like, here, let's cut it a mile short.
So he cut us a mile short.
Yeah.
We detoured. Took a detour and we kind of blended in with everybody else as they were going like by. So it looked like we did. So our finish time was 1 hour and 3 minutes and we only walked 2 miles. And then it's funny because I kind of felt like, wow, that's ridiculous. Because before I had surgery, I was saying like at least 12-minute miles. I did 11-minute miles once because I was getting hard, like really loving this, you know?
Yeah.
And then yesterday it was like to see that that's the best I can do. I mean, literally, Alyssa and Aaliyah, they were like pushing me up the little inclines, helping me, trying to like, everyone was grabbing on my arm, kind of like pulling on me.
You also have another fresh herniated disc, though.
Girl.
So a lot of people that have that wouldn't even dare try to walk 3 miles. So you're a fucking trooper to begin with. But anyways, after the walk, we went to Halloween stores. It was a lot of fun, but something about the creatures with the no nose, like it reminds me of the Momo. Have you seen the Momo?
No.
Okay, Google Momo. You're on your iPad. You can look at it because you like scary shit. I can't look at it.
Ma'am?
What?
I'm working right now. Getting the emails okay, already.
Go on your phone. Just Google Momo. Just for the story. God.
All right. I have to get a visual. Hold on.
It looked like that mask that we saw. It was just eyes and mouth, like really creepy white face. So anyways.
So what is Momo? Was it a movie? Or?
No. Momo was like this character that would pop up on like children's TV, like YouTube videos, I think. You guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but it was like a big thing a while ago that their children would be watching YouTube for kids and this creature would pop up videos of them. No, don't face it towards me. I don't see it.
Okay, but you're saying a faceless thing. I typed in Momo and this definitely has a face. It has big eyeballs, a weird shaped nose, and a big mouth. Okay. But it has a face.
Okay, yeah. But I mean like, oh, I thought it had no nose. No, I don't want to see it.
It has a nose, Alyssa.
Okay, well, it looks like that mask. Remember the mask we saw?
Okay,
it reminds me of that mask. Okay. Anyways, that's creepy as fuck. It would pop up on children's YouTube things telling them to, like, slit their wrists and shit.
Shut up.
Yes, it was, like, a big thing. But then, like, there would be parents that were like, I checked and I don't see this happening anywhere, so it might have just been, like, a big rumor. But it's really fucking creepy looking, and I don't like it. And it haunts me. So when we got back from the Halloween stores, we took a nap, and Zane said I was talking in my sleep because I was having nightmares about Momo.
Oh, no.
And then last night...
Well, I apologize because I... Listen, we went into the Halloween store, and she was like, let's go look at the mask. And of course, I'm behind, and they're all in one section, so I ran around the other, and I literally grabbed the first one that I saw and put it on, and it was a faceless mask.
I promise
I didn't do it on purpose. I mean, I knew it was like a skull-ish kind of mask. I didn't know it was that, because it was like hanging, easy access.
I don't know.
I'm a dick. I'm sorry.
But did you hear last night when I was doing wash, did you hear the dryer like boom, 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 because it was like off-centered?
Yeah.
So I just pictured Momo like in the washing machine. So I'm like, Zane, you have to go do it because I just picture Momo in there like pushing the machine around and it's fucking scary and I don't like it. But actually I actually wasn't that bad in the Halloween stores. I thought I would be worse.
That's right. You know me.
She loves that shit. I'm so opposite. I'm like, get that shit away from me. No, but it's cool to look at, but not have in my house. So anyways. So, Elio, are we doing emails now?
What are you doing?
Wait, so you didn't prepare? Fired.
Dude, what time did I text you? I was like, what are we doing? Are we doing this? Are we doing that? And then originally I thought you said you wouldn't be home until after 12 with your now. So I was like, oh, I have a few minutes. It doesn't take me that long.
You didn't have to rush down here. It's fine. It's already 12:40 though. Holy shit.
Listen, it's okay. Let's go.
All right, so unicorns and rainbows before sleep tonight. Zane was like, are you okay? He's like, you keep going,
are you having dreams of sex?
No. Of being murdered.
Oh, shit. Oh, speaking of that, I don't know if anybody... Okay, so I was watching something on Netflix the other day with Aaliyah. It was a documentary about, like, haunted houses. Mm-hmm. And they had this one. It was called Blackout. And... apparently, like, they, I don't know. I should have been paying more attention. Candy Crush gets me every time. But it was talking about, all right, so you know how there's, like, haunted houses, which are, like, scare, right? But then there were some that you, like, sign waivers for because literally they can touch you. They can torture you.
I used to make, articles when I was in high school. I took like a literature class or something where I would try like make fake magazine articles, and I did one on one of those haunted houses where they like put your head in the toilet and like put fake blood on you and scream at you.
And there's this one.
See, even you wouldn't be able to do
that. No, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, I watched the one, and they were like, if you throw that up, we're going to make you eat your throw up. And literally, they picked up the throw up and put it back in.
Ew, shut the fuck up.
But anyway, go watch that. I don't remember what it's called, but it's on Netflix. It's a Halloween kind of... Oh, is it on Netflix? Maybe it was on Hulu. It was some corner. It was some kind of Halloween.
I think I might like Hulu better.
So do I.
Because then you can... I know. Netflix, if you ever want a brand deal, we're still here. They're just different. Like,
yeah, it's different definitely shit. Different. I mean, I know Ever loves Netflix a lot more than...
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hulu is like TV.
Yeah. And I love that Netflix. Now it's Halloween. So when you go on Hulu now, they have all everything sort of Halloween or spooky or whatever related, which I love. So maybe it That's was Hulu. Fun. But they had this one. It was called Blackout that they were talking to, I guess, the creator of. And it was literally everything was blacked out. But there were like scenes of like rape and had like naked people in there with you.
That's awful.
Yeah, it was very disturbing. One of the people interviewed was like, this is like everything you dream of doing. And oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
very
no,
weird.
That sounds awful.
Very weird.
You could not pay me enough. The one that I did a project on was like, if you got out at the end, then you got like your money back.
Yeah, I don't know. I know you asked me that and I wasn't sure.
Yeah, no, thank you. I'm okay. Halloween is not my holiday. I like to dress up and look cute though. That works.
Did you and Zane have an idea? Find anything yesterday? Get to be...
No, I'm sticking with the Harley Quinn thing, even though that was played out, but maybe I'll ask in the Facebook group.
What no, Zane I really think I should that, be. That one is what you and Zane should do.
Yeah, I think that would be fun.
No, that's or not what I was talking about. The other one. The one that you said isn't appropriate.
Someone posted that in the group. We can say it. Someone posted in the group a girl and a guy. They said it wasn't them, but it What is it? Peter Pumpkin Eater. And it was a girl in the pumpkin suit, and then the guy has, like, orange all over his face. Get it? Ha.
Fucking hysterical.
It's funny, but it's very inappropriate. But I'm not very appropriate, so it's fine. Or Zane wants to be...
Well, you go to a party, right? Yeah. So, I mean, it's not like you're walking around the streets with little kids, you know?
Or Zane wants to be a monkey in a banana.
See, that would be equally the same thing, no? Monkeys eat a banana, Peter Piper ate the pot, a pumpkin.
That's fucking hysterical. Banana like a dick. I get it.
My water cup is empty, so I literally will be back in like 5 seconds. Okay.
Okay, counting five. Well, just kidding.
I can't even get up in 5 seconds.
Take your time, no rush.
Okay. Ward is here.
Whoa.
Are we ready? Because if you want to start, I flagged a whole bunch of stuff from the bottom up.
Okay,
let's be talking about it.
What's the first date of the email? Oh my god, you guys, I'm so sorry. My chest is like, just like that. Like The Exorcist. Is that what that is? I don't know. I don't watch scary things. I kind of want to watch It.
It was cake.
Not that good.
It was cake.
Oh.
Okay, 9-5.
Lydia. I took my medicine this morning, so hopefully my parotidiitis doesn't bother me. Okay, help, sex. Hey, listen, Jerry, it's Lydia. You can say my name. I need some help, but it may be something I'm overthinking. I don't know if everyone struggles with this or it's just me, but I find myself wanting to be on top in the bed with my partner. We always do missionary, which is fine, but I want to please him and let him relax for once, but I feel like I don't know how to ride him. I tried looking up videos, and it looks somewhat easy, but I tried to practice like the video said. I felt like I wasn't doing it right. Maybe I just need the guy there with me in order to know. Any advice? Thanks. Love you guys. Coconut. Isn't that the thing?
Yeah, the C.
C-O. We're literally sitting in our chair. C-O.
The visual.
And maybe she hasn't tried that. Seriously. Does that actually work?
I don't know.
Have you tried? You've definitely tried it. I've never tried.
Excuse me, my husband wasn't home for 5 months.
Yeah, and I bet your ass you've had sex every single day since he's been home.
No, I haven't. So disappointing. So disappointing.
Oh my God, this woman.
I told him, I said, he better step up the game or I'll turn him in for a younger model.
How much younger do you want to go?
As long as he's 30. Body trained.
He's 30? 31. He's 30.
He is 31.
He's 31. That's young.
No, it's okay.
I'm going to trade you in for a younger model.
I totally joke around, though. I would never change him in.
I don't know. I make Zane do the work when I'm on top, so I have no advice for you.
No, I don't.
Coconut.
Yeah, just coconut, okay?
Just like, how do you explain this over an audio?
I don't know.
On your knees and just pretend you're twerking.
And use your Kegels.
Sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Pretend you're twerking. That would work, I feel like. Okay. Can we say this person's name? AJ? Is that who we're moving on to?
Yes. Yo, what's up, AJ?
I am 24 years old. I've been married for 4 years in November. We have a 2-year-old together. Side note, in my free time, I've been rewatching all of your videos, Alyssa, like from the very beginning. Oh, God. My son thinks your cats are hilarious. He also likes Zane's hair. He is speech delayed, so he points to his hair all the time and says, happy black hair. Stop it! Jerry, just know as a mother and someone that doesn't have a great relationship with my mother nor mother-in-law, I look up to you for so many reasons. Keep doing what you're doing, but add a camera, LOL. We would love to see you on the vlogs more. Question. Am I the only one that doesn't like having orgasms? I'm sorry, she put organisms.
Oh my God, she did put organisms. I would have read it as orgasms because maybe it's self-corrected.
Yeah, probably. Or am I weird? I just can't get on board with the feeling, the body shaking, hotness, heart racing, etc. I just can't. I literally can go my entire life without sex because I don't need to organism. I only have sex with my husband to please him or if I want to make a baby, LOL. My husband says I'm weird but understands because I don't like anything that involves getting an adrenaline rush.
Hmm.
Never heard of that in my life.
I was going to say, yeah, that's definitely...
I'm sure, though, once this episode goes live,
there'll be tons of people. Like,
in the group,
my
yeah.
best friend, she's like, I don't need it. I don't want it. I never have to have it again.
Mouth her name to me.
Oh, you know who my best friend is.
Seriously?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Because she seems like so, and she's like, uh-uh.
Interesting.
It's more of like a... Listen, she tells, like, she'll get wipes, like, at Walmart or whenever we used to go shopping all the time. She'd get, like, the thing with the, like, flushable wipes. And she's like, you know what I use these for, what, right? And I was like, what, to wipe your ass, you know? And she's like, no. She goes, because when he wants it, I just, like, he spreads it, he does what he has to do, and then he wipes me clean.
Oh, my God.
And I was just thinking, wow. Like, I hope I never get like that. I mean, maybe a
Am
little
I
more.
Of the right person? The one that's so openly.
Yes.
How?
I know.
Does she listen?
I don't think so. Oh. But if she is right now, she knows who she is.
Yeah.
Yeah, ain't that crazy? I think a lot. It could probably be medicine, too, because she's on meds.
Yeah. I thought she was so open.
No, it's so crazy, right?
That is interesting. Mm. Never heard of somebody like that. No, I think that's the best part.
I don't think it makes you weird. I think that I think you just don't enjoy that.
But I bet you people will agree.
Yeah, I definitely think people will agree.
Sorry, guys.
You can't ask a horn dog my opinion on this because I'll be like, oh my God,
you'd be like, yeah, you're fucking weird.
No, I really
I don't think it's weird. Everybody's got their thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, everybody has, you know, like, preferences, I guess. But not orgasming
like
is
kissing.
Definitely an interesting
one. Like, to
one.
Me, I know I've said this before, but I think tongue kissing is more intimate than the act of fucking.
Yeah.
Like, because I don't know. It's just...
I like having sex
No, it's,
better.
Like, sensual. Like...
Yeah, I get that.
You know?
It depends
know.
On my mood, I guess.
Yeah, I think me too, but, you know.
But everybody has their thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I could probably go my whole life with never giving a blowjob. But I do it, just... To be nice, but I definitely prefer not to. Just not my thing.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Everybody's got their thing.
Yeah, everybody's got their thing.
Okay.
We are moving right on to Anonymous. Funny story.
First off, I want to say this podcast is the best thing I listen to. I get kind of emotional listening because it reminds me of the relationship my mother-in-law and I had. She passed away in 2016, 2 weeks after mine and my boyfriend's high school graduation.
Oh,
so sorry for your loss.
So sorry.
We were so close and talked about everything under the sun, just like you guys. Thank you for being so real. Now on to my story. One time, I had a minor cold, so I had just taken some NyQuil, which works very well for me, kind of like a high, and then me and my boyfriend decided to have sex. We went to switch positions to me being on top, and my foot hit his leg somehow, and I was so out of it I moved so fast and flew off the bed onto the hardwood floor into the mirror closeted doors, causing a loud boom. All I saw was my naked body in the mirror fly and what felt like across the room. And I just laid on the floor practically on my head, laughing my ass off, looking at my naked body in the mirror while my boyfriend just laid on the bed laughing too. That's fucking funny.
I would have been crying if I saw my naked ass in the mirror.
You would have laughed and then just be like, oh, God.
Please.
That's so funny.
My God. That is fucking funny.
That's interesting. Wow, we're moving right along today.
We are.
A nude that
wasn't
for me.
I think I should go highlight a few more.
Yeah. A nude that wasn't for me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Alyssa and Jerry. Love your name, by the way. She loves your name.
Aww. Well, was it your name she loved?
No, yours, because yours was last.
Aw.
Okay, anonymous.
Okay.
Oh, call her Ray.
Yo, what's up, Ray?
I don't know if this counts, but I knew of you through Okie Baby and Kiki Baby J, but I didn't start watching your YouTube channel until I listened to your podcast. Wow.
Wow.
Look at us go making people watch my channel. You guys are doing amazing. I can't wait for many more episodes. I love the accents, too. Do we have accents? To get into the story, finally, LOL, I met this girl and we instantly became friends. We got each other Snapchats and all that good stuff. We got close, but not too close. Keep that in mind. We've read this.
What do you mean?
That she sent her a nude on accident?
Maybe. Okay.
Her best friend sent her a nude. Remember she sent two, and then we were like, maybe she wanted to send you them on purpose? Because she was like, oops, didn't know I sent them to you.
Yeah, I don't remember the whole name thing and stuff like that. Maybe she sent it twice, like once under a regular one and once under a sex topic one.
Okay, I'll just keep reading it. Where was I?
Wait, are we really? You?
She's like, I don't remember.
Dude, I don't remember.
Okay, we got close, but not too close. Keep that in mind. I just remember that sentence. Fast forward 2 months, I get a Snapchat from her pursual. Remember, it said pursual? Thank
yes,
you.
Okay,
sorry, Ray. Moving on.
All right.
Funny sex story.
Dude, are we cunning? No, you're just going to leave
We're
all that
moving
in.
Moving in. Moving on. Hey, listen, Jerry, you can say my name. Oh, my name is Maya.
Yo, what's up, Maya?
I don't know why the E is there, she said.
It's like my A is an O. I don't know. Like, what?
Because my name is Maya. You can say my name. It's pronounced Maya. I don't know why the E is there.
Because your mama was like my mama.
I'm 21 and I live in Ohio. First off, I wanted to say thank you for starting this podcast. It gets me through my hour-long drive to work every Monday and now Thursday, LOL. Alyssa, I seriously love your videos and I wish I had a friend like you. Jerry, you are an amazing woman and Ever will be home soon. Oh my God, this was long ago. I wish I had someone like you in my life to help me out since I have no idea what I'm doing in my life. Anyway, here's the embarrassing slash funny sex story. I had just gotten out of a year-long relationship and your girl wanted to be a hoe, so I did. I started talking to this guy. He was an ass when I knew him years before, but me being the dumbass I am, I believed that he changed. Big mistake. He was all sweet, brought Disney movies over, drove me around at 3 a.m. because I couldn't sleep, etc. One night, I was like, yeah, whatever, let's do it. So we got condoms, got back to my house, and started making out. Of course, I had just started my period, and he knew that, but said, oh, well, who cares? It was awkward, gross, and afterwards, I was bleeding so much since I had just started, and this dumbass actually thought I lost my virginity to him. Like, dude, I told you I was on my period. And to be honest, your little thing isn't big enough to do that to someone. Honestly, it was so small, I kind of felt bad for the guy. But yeah, never did that again. It was horrible, but now I get a good laugh out of it. I hope you guys are having a good day, and here are some pictures of my animals. I love them so much. Oh, it's a cat. Oh, and another cat in the dryer. It's sitting in the dryer. Oh, my God. Cute cats. I actually was just talking about this with somebody about a story of how they had sex with somebody that they just, like, met on, like, an app. And that their penis was so small that it, like, just sat. This is so, like, in detail, but this is how she described it. That it, just, like, the balls were just, like, a bed for it. Hard.
Oh.
I've never dealt with that in my life. Have you had such an experience?
No.
That, like, she was like, I'm not going to say who it was, but you guys don't even know her anyway. But anyways, she was like, we had to just keep trying different positions to, like, just feel it at all. Poor guy. That's sad.
That is very sad. I'm sorry for whoever you're talking about.
Are you reading this email again?
No, Mama. I'm trying to find more.
Oh.
Okay, this says sex episode. No, because we're moving right along.
Yeah.
We don't want to not clear out as many as possible.
Oh, so the guy thought she lost her virginity, but she was just on her period. He's stupid.
He is stupid.
He's still a dumbass.
I was going to say, he's probably, like, insecure about certain things, you know? Well, and then she talked about a small peepee, so.
Here we go. Okay, sex episode. Oh, my God, look how funny.
What?
I hate giving head. Please help. Someone help. It doesn't get easier. Such a sacrifice. Please give any tips, tricks, advice, manifestation. Anything will help. Love the podcast and you guys. Stay wild, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
We were just talking about this. I don't hate it. It's not my favorite thing to do, but get a flavored lube and maybe that will help. And then also go on your knees instead of, like, laying down on the bed because that's super uncomfortable. And it just makes it more comfortable if you're, like, sitting straight up, you know what I mean, rather than, like, bobbing for apples.
Bobbing for apples.
Okay, let's take a break while you find these because then I feel like I'm the only one giving advice.
No, I got it. How many? I mean, we have plenty, no?
What?
Huh? What?
Yeah, but now I feel like you're not giving your advice on the email.
What? I agree with you. Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you don't like it, flavored lube is the way to go. I mean, Alyssa, let me taste hers.
Oh, my fucking God. Stop. No, seriously. It's cotton candy, though.
I enjoy it. I enjoy it because I feel like I'm in control. Mm. And in the bedroom, I like to be in control.
Oh, I'm opposite.
Really?
I don't want any control. Which, in real life, I want all the control.
That's so weird. See, in real life, I want nothing. I don't care what we want for dinner. I don't care what you want to do. But in the bedroom, nope. Leave that shit to me, okay?
I'm opposite.
No, I want it. I want it now.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I'm so opposite. Quick interruption, you guys. A Girl and Her Mother-in-Law is brought to you by Skillshare today. It's an online learning community and it has thousands of amazing classes. It covers so many creative and entrepreneurial skills. You can take classes in everything from photography and creative writing, design, productivity. There's literally anything you could imagine. Whether you're returning to a longtime passion project, challenging yourself to get outside of your comfort zone, or simply literally just exploring something new that you want to learn about, Skillshare has the class for you.
Yeah, you know what classes they have? I'm all into, like, everybody keeps mentioning blog, right? So they have, like, creative writing classes, and I'm, like, looking into some of them. I did some. Right now I'm looking at a creative writing for all. It's a 10-day journaling, which I journal anyway, but it's not necessarily creative. It's just usually to get my thoughts on paper. So yeah. I really am so interested in starting this
class. Do you
hear
this, everybody? She's going to start a blog.
No, I never said that. She's learning. I said, you guys are inspiring me. I'm learning. I have literally been blown away about how many different, like, I was like, oh, let me look into writing. And there's literally so many classes. It's crazy. So I'm going to be here a while. So maybe eventually it'll come out.
Yes. You can join the millions of students already learning on Skillshare today with a special offer just for our listeners. You can get 2 free months. That's right. Skillshare is offering A Girl and Her Mother-in-Law 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. To sign up, go to Skillshare.com/Agamil. Again, go to Skillshare.com/Agamil to start your 2 free months now. That's Skillshare.com/AGAHMIL. Okay, moving on.
You move right along.
Funny sex story. Hey, ladies, I'm loving your podcast, especially the sex episodes. Well, you're
welcome.
Jerry, I'm so happy to hear you coming out of your shell and building your confidence. You can hear the confidence grow with each episode. So I thought
waistline is growing again, too.
I fucking cannot. I thought I would share a pretty fucked up sex story, and hopefully it will make you guys laugh. So one night, my now husband, boyfriend at the time, sorry guys, I'm having like acidity issues today. My now husband, boyfriend at the time, was eating me out. It felt amazing, as it always does, and I remember thinking, wow, I'm super wet tonight, and didn't really give it a second thought. After a few minutes, my man sat up and wiped his face with his hand, and then he realized that his face was covered in blood. He looks out at my vagina, and there's blood everywhere. I start laughing hysterically and start taking pictures of his face. Yes, I know. Oh my God, wait, is this a picture?
Oh, please don't let it be a picture. No, is
hold
it?
Hold on, hold on.
No.
Let me finish it. Yes, I know you guys are probably thinking that my period has started, but luckily I have an IUD, and that wasn't the case. My man got a nosebleed while eating me out.
Oh, my
God. And both of us just thought I was super wet. Not sure how he didn't notice the taste. Needless to say, we moved things right into the shower after laughing and sending pictures to all our friends. Keep up the great work. P.S. I love your accent.
Can you imagine getting a picture from your friend? My boyfriend was eating me out. And then he came up, and this is what he looked like.
Wait, there's a picture of her. Mm. But it's just her laying on the bed. And the pillow, is this the night that it happened? It's a pillow that says, the pillow behind her says, I'm not always a bitch. Just kidding, go fuck yourself.
Oh, I love that pillow. I need a pillow like that.
Oh, that's really funny, though. You're like, oh, shit, sorry, I got my period. No, just kidding, your nose is bleeding.
Oh, my
I wonder God. If that has ever happened to Imani. Just kidding, you guys. Rose. You guys' nose quarterized? Quarterized?
Quarterized.
Quarterized.
Yeah.
Quarterized?
Twice. Quarterized? As in pants?
Oh, my gosh. Jerry's son, Imani, Suzanne's brother, would get bloody noses all the freaking time.
Like so gushing, like faucet. It was disgusting.
Yeah. All right.
Look, she's moving right along. Yeah, as quick as I'm highlighting them, she's reading them.
This sex toy sucks, literally. Hi, Jerry and Alyssa. I hope you're both having a fabulous week. I just wanted to say what you're doing with this podcast is amazing. You're providing a platform that helps advise and educate people and allows others to feel less alone in a sometimes lonely world. I download the podcast when you publish them and save them to listen on my night shifts. I laugh along with you in the cheese aisle, and my colleagues look at me like I've truly lost the plot. The gift you are giving the world is priceless, and I wish you both every success in your journey. Why does everyone that write an email have to write something so nice before they, like, it's so nice. Like, would I fucking take the time to write into a podcast and write a paragraph about how much I love them? Like, that takes a lot of patience. You know what I mean?
So beautiful.
So let's get to the point. I posted in the Facebook group about a sex toy review. It was a clit-sucking machine, and the review was wild. People told me to get one and try it out.
Hello, I did that.
That just went live in my sister's episode today, right?
Oh, my God. Damn, we should fucking get money from Amazon for that. Just saying.
It was a clit-sucking machine, and the review was wild. People told me to get one and try it out. I have a little bullet vibrator and an insertable Bluetooth vibrator, but nothing that sucks. I looked online and the clit sucker was like $50 and I couldn't bring myself to pay that. So instead I bought one from AliExpress for $10. It's body safe silicone and well made, thankfully. I spent hours researching for the right one. Anyway, I got it and used it last night. And at first thought, huh? This is kind of shit. But then that ish hit me hard and fast. My boyfriend put my insertable vibrator in and turned it on full blast, and he was making a vibrating pattern on his phone that only added fuel to the fire. I literally couldn't focus. I never squirt usually, but I squirted everywhere. It got me seeing stars. I thought I died and came back to life. A bitch really saw the light. I forgot how to speak English. I thought my legs would never work again. Easily, hands down, the best thing I've ever purchased. Thank you to everyone on the Facebook group that told me to get it.
That's
I've added the link in this email. Treat yourself, ladies.
Fucking hysterical.
Best wishes and love always from the UK. Tiana, you can say my name on the podcast.
Yo, what's up, Tiana? Oh my God, I know her from the group. Yo, what's up, girl? P.S. I think Lexis was the first one that posted it. I'm not sure, but oh my God. We never deleted any of those duplicate posts, did we? We have our priorities in order.
We're like a duplicate post about duplicate nails.
Posts. Delete. Oh, another vibrators? No, we're good.
Wait, she goes, P.S. I made the font huge because Alyssa's always saying Jerry can't see tiny font. This font is for you, Jerry. I'm manifesting ever speedy return home.
Well, unfortunately, I didn't get to read it because Alyssa did because I'm looking up more. Thank you for thinking of me. And yes, my man is finally home.
That was good. Look at you, all professional.
Girl.
Okay, do you want to read the next one now, since I've been reading all of them?
Yeah, sure. I just have to scroll down. Really. Oh, girl. Well, all right. I think that's enough, because I'm way ahead of the game here.
You're fine. Megan, 99.
Oh, no. All right. You need to un...
What?
Dude, you need to unflag the ones that you read.
But, okay, I can do that while you read this one.
That's pretty interesting.
Very good plan.
I like your accent.
Thank you very much.
Alyssa and Jerry, you can say my name. Megan. Hi, Megan. One more update for you guys about this because I don't want to seem excessive. I'm the girl whose boyfriend hasn't made orgasm and we've been together for 6 years.
Oh. I remember that email.
To answer some of your questions, we've been dating 6 years but didn't start having sex for 2 years after we started dating. The sex is amazing because it feels good and we deeply connect. We both dirty talk and it's good sex. I just can't orgasm. We kiss, look at each other. I get all hot and bothered. Another problem is he comes within 5 minutes pretty much every time unless it's round two. You know, they have like, all right, wait, let me finish. Also, he does go down on me and it's never long enough for me, apparently. I've offered toys again and he actually seems more interested. We've only had drunk sex once and it was great, but I still couldn't. We're going on an anniversary trip next month to Mexico. Oh my God. That's so wild. Hey, maybe you'll run into Alyssa Jane there.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine? Well, happy anniversary. I'll see what happens when we're drunk down there and completely alone. We don't live together, so we can't just have sex whenever. Oh, okay. Whenever we want, and we have to be more quiet. That's probably another reason why it's so hard for me, because we can't get super crazy and loud most of the time. If wait, I'll let you know how our trip goes, but until then, thanks for the sex advice. You guys are both great and have such big hearts. Megan.
Stop
okay,
it.
So two things, Megan. They have... It's like a desensitizing spray for a man. And no, like
Zane and I have got something like that. But it's not, it wasn't a spray. It was like a lotion kind of thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it was like some from like some hack website and it was like we shouldn't have bought it. But it worked.
Well, I was gonna say, yeah, you know, I mean
it was a long time ago.
I was gonna say So yeah, maybe some sort of desensitizing spray, lotion, whatever it may be, not from a cheap website. go into a sex shop, seriously, because that you definitely want him to last more than 5 minutes.
Hell yeah.
And I definitely think being restricted because you have, you know, you're not living together is a huge, huge part of it.
I hated it because then it's like, okay, tomorrow morning we're going to have sex. I'm like, well, what if I want to have sex tomorrow
morning? Yeah, I was going to say you have to plan it because then you have to make sure nobody's going to be there. It's very inconvenient. I definitely think when you're in Mexico alone, I think allow yourself the freedom.
Vacation sex is the best sex.
They might be there now because this email is exactly, not tomorrow's a month.
Yeah.
But good luck. Let us know because your girl wants to know.
They're definitely having great vacation sex.
Oh my God, that's fucking so awesome. Sex talk from New Zealand.
Hey, listen, Jerry, I'm Leah from New Zealand, and I literally love listening to your podcast every Monday on the bus ride to school. I hope you're listening on Thursdays, too. Oh, I can't wait for having two per week.
Girl.
You guys are so entertaining and get me excited for Mondays. I'm 14 years old, and I am in year 10 at my school, so 10th grade. Majority of the girls in my year group have had sexual relationships with boys. Are you listening? Because your daughter's 14.
I am.
I have only had a sexual relationship with one of my girl best friends since we were very young, such as being 5 and giving each other oral without knowing it. Both of us it embarrassing.
How do you give somebody oral without knowing it?
They were 5 years old. They didn't know what it was. Get it?
No.
They were 5 years old looking at each other's vaginas, but they didn't know it was like a sexual thing to do.
How do you just go, at 5 years old, go, hey, let me lick your vagina and not, but that's not a normal.
No, it's not, but I'm just explaining what she said.
Okay.
They were 5. I don't know, maybe they just thought it was something fun to do. I don't fucking know. You're asking the wrong person. I didn't give head at 5 years old. Both of us find it embarrassing that we have a sexual relationship with each other, but not boys yet, and we have both dreamt of it with boys, too. We both love having this sexual relationship with each other, but no one knows it besides us. I don't know how to tell her I've actually started to fall for her from our sexy sex, haha. I don't know what to do, and I know we both love having this relationship as it is, but I want to take it further. I think we would both be scared to tell our families this, though, as we have been best friends since we were born, and we're both still young and don't know our sexualities yet. I'm pretty sure they would freak out, so I probably wouldn't tell them for a few months. I would say that I'm bi, but I don't know what to do right now. I'm lost and I don't know what to do. I would love you guys to give me your advice. Love you. This is an interesting one.
It is an interesting one. I'm going to first say that don't go and have sex just because some of your other friends are having sex.
No.
Listen.
Well, she's safe with a girl.
Well, because they've done that already.
Well, I'm saying she can't get pregnant also.
Oh. Well, I don't know. You're 14. Yeah. Like,
here's what I would say. There's no rush, first of all.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You only have your first time.
Yeah.
One time.
Yeah.
You don't want to do it just because somebody else is doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, don't be a follower in that thing. Like, you yeah. have to, like, your body is your, I don't think of the word. I was thinking of a word, and now I can't think of it. But, I mean, that's yours, you mm-hmm. know? And I think holding on to it for a more meaningful reason of, like, love mm-hmm. rather than, well, you know, Tom, Dick, and Harry are doing it. Alyssa loves when I say that. You know, all the Karens and Kellys and, you know, all of them are all doing it, so that means I have to do it too, yeah. I think is just, no.
Well, I think her majority of...
I would also kick
of,
my daughter's ass, just saying. Aaliyah, I mean, I'll kill you.
Majority of her issue, though, is that she's embarrassed that she likes her best friend, and it's a girl, and she doesn't know how to tell her parents. But, like you said, you're very young, you don't know your sexuality yet, so... If you're having fun with your best friend, there's no reason to go confess your love for her to your parents. I don't think that's a necessity right now.
I agree.
Just keep doing whatever you're doing and don't rush anything. You're still super young. And if you want to tell your best friend that you like her, I mean, she probably feels the same way if you're both doing sexual activities together, no? Like, you like each other.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. If you want to take it further and start... I'm confused by this because it sounds like you, like, you want to take a step further with her, but then you also want to experience with boys. So you got to pick and choose your battles here. I think just keep doing what you're doing and forget about boys for a little bit.
And then when it's time, you'll yeah. know. Yeah. You know, definitely, you will definitely know when it's time.
Yes. All right.
Girl.
Hey, listen, Jerry, my name is Jen and I'm 22. Not really a question, but I just wanted to say thank you guys for doing what you've been doing. Oh, am I reading this? This isn't a sex thing, and you flagged it.
Where?
99? Thank you? Oh! She said I met her at Panera. I remember that. Am I reading this?
She's not flagged on my end. I think you're smoking crack.
Okay, I'm going to read it anyway because it's a nice email while you look for more sex. Oh, I see the next sex one. Okay, I have to read this anyway because I started reading it. Sorry, guys. In April, my mom had surgery, and while I was waiting for it to be done, I remember watching her YouTube videos and a podcast along with KK Baby J videos to pass the time and pass my worries. The surgery made us find out that she had breast cancer and had to do radiation for a month. When I was able to make the appointment with her, I would listen to the podcast to help time go by while she went in. Month after that, my brother got diagnosed with things, so my mom had been stressed with that. Now this week, my dad got admitted into the hospital. What a year we have been having, I know, LOL. Going back and forth to the hospital between working and your podcast has been saving me on my drives. Thank God you post two a week. My mom is a wreck, and I just want to do something to show her that I care, and I'm always buying her little things and meals, but I want to do something a little bigger to remind her that she's a trooper for dealing with all this shit. So I guess my one question would be if you have any ideas. I'm sorry this is long, and I love you both, and thank you for making some sad days a little better. P.S. Alyssa, I doubt you remember, but I met you when I was at work at Panera a while ago now, and I wanted to just say thank you for being so sweet. I think I remember you. We FaceTimed Karen and Qua, I'm pretty sure. So that was right when I dyed my hair blonde. That was a long time ago. The first time, yeah. I remember that because I was like, do you like my hair? I just got it done today. And she was like, I love it.
Aww.
I think keep doing what you're doing. Buying her meals, showing her little acts of service, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say, too, anything that, because I know how I am, right? Like, there's certain things that I may want, but I won't ask for. So if there's anything that you think.
But I won't ask.
Ask, you know.
But I won't ask, so.
But just, like, something that she normally wouldn't do for herself.
Mm.
That maybe, you know, maybe a day of beauty, mm-hmm. spa day. Like,
yeah, that's
something
a good idea.
If she's feeling crap and been going through a lot, maybe mm-hmm. something to make her physically feel better. Mm-hmm. You know, a massage, spa day.
Sounds good to me.
Nails. Yes. Girl.
Okay, sorry. A little detour. Getting back to the sex. Hey, Alice and Jerry, this might be kind of long, sorry, but whenever you guys post a podcast, I get so excited because it always feels like I'm in the room talking to you guys. I love you guys. We love you too. Before I get into what I need advice on, I've been wondering for a while what happened to Ever. Why is he stuck in El Salvador? I think I missed the episode where you guys talked about it.
He's back home already, but he went for citizenship, like to work on his citizenship.
You probably already know that by now because his email was a while back.
It was ancient history.
Yeah, we've already talked about
that. We suck.
Anyway, into the advice I need. So I've been dating this boy for a bit now, and when we started talking, I told him I'm a virgin, which I'm not, LMAO. And he is one. Yeah, so I know it was a bad idea to lie, but shit. When we talk about having sex, he just tells me how he's excited that I'm the one he's going to lose it to. Just like Jerry, I'm a little horn dog. I like all freaky stuff, and we have done everything together except sex. He tells me, my chest.
Oh my gosh.
He tells me all the time how I'm so freaky and he's surprised. My question is, should I just wait until he finds out that I lied about being a virgin, or should I just tell him straight up? I don't want to ruin things by telling him that I lied when I first told him I would never thought we'd be as serious. Oh, when I first told him, I never thought that we would be as serious as we are now. So at the time, I was a little, it was a little white lie. I don't know. Any advice would be helpful. Sorry, this was all over the place. I hope you guys got what I was trying to say. Love you, ladies. So glad there are two episodes a week now. I've never heard of somebody lying that they are a virgin. Like, don't people usually lie and be like, oh, no, I'm not a virgin when they are a virgin?
But if he was a virgin.
Then she wanted to make it, like, special?
Yeah. I don't know, because it's, yeah, I mean.
I'd be like, I just want you to know, I didn't know we would be this serious, but I don't want to ever lie to you again, so I just wanted to be out there that I'm not actually a virgin.
And I just wanted to, like, be like you, you know?
But I'm still a horn dog, and I still will have sex with you, and I will take your virginity.
Oh, you take it, girl.
You take that ish for yourself. Yo, I'm going.
All right, Anonymous.
Got it. I've been dating my boyfriend for almost 3 years, and I'm very open when it comes to trying new things with sex, and so is my boyfriend. He recently suggested trying anal. At first, it scared me, but I thought, what the hell? We have tried it a couple times, and I don't hate it, but I cannot get my mind off me shitting on him the whole time. And it just ruins the whole thing. I've heard horror stories of it happening to other people, and I don't know if I can get past the feeling slash thought of me shitting while we are doing it. Any tips or advice? I love you guys. I have no advice for you because I don't do anal.
Okay, can I just say something?
This is all you.
If he's still wanting to go there, he's not worried about the whole shitting thing.
Sis, so. He would fuck a McChicken.
McChicken. No, I seriously, listen, I mean, if he's still wanting to do it and it, if it does happen, then, oh, wow. I mean, shit's on him.
Literally.
The shit's on him.
Ew, that's fucking.
I don't know. Does that happen? I mean, she said she heard a lot of stories. I don't know if that happens.
I've never heard of that happening.
All I know
maybe
is.
Maybe a little bit will, like, get on the dick, but, like, to actually poop, I think you can control that.
Fucking hysterical.
Can we talk about the fact that we came in here and turned on the light and it was automatically red? It knew we were doing a sex episode.
It knew it. Embarrassing sex story.
Oh, okay. Moving on.
Hey, listen, Jerry. My name is Vanessa in from California. Just wanted to start off with a big thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
For what?
For starting a podcast.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's just super amazing, and I never miss an episode. Oh, well, I was...
Hello?
I never miss a period. Period. I was...
What's going on?
I was...
What the fuck are you reading?
Okay. I think she meant to say, I always listen when cleaning or driving. Yeah, that's what she meant to say.
Oh, I see.
See, but I read.
And I never miss an episode. I was listening. Oh, I get it. It's a typo.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, she listens while she cleans and drives. Yeah. Okay, it makes her day better.
And it makes her day 100% better.
Love you so much.
Okay, now on to the story. So my boyfriend used to live almost 2 hours away at the time. I lived with my dad and siblings, and I shared a room with my sister, but slept in the living room. There was no real time to, there was no real way to have sex because I wasn't allowed to sleep over at his house, 16 at the time. And since I lived in a small desert town, and we decided to drive around and find an empty spot to get it on. we were getting down and dirty, butt naked, and all of a sudden, we heard headlights. Ah! We saw headlights. My boyfriend got paranoid. His car was a two-door, so he jumped out the back seat, butt naked, with the condom on, got in the front seat, and drove off, ended up at my house. And that's where he put on his clothes. And we just both started laughing. Fast forward 2 years. We just got married. Oh, June 15th. We live together and don't have to worry anymore. Oh, here's a raunchy picture I took. There's a raunchy picture. Dude, how are you going to say here's a raunchy picture and not attach a picture? Wait, maybe if we go one email up, maybe she forgot and then resent it.
Vanessa.
That's fucking hysterical. So mad. Wait. But he got scared, runs, gets around, goes around the car, butt naked, condom on everything, drives all the way home to her house.
Wait.
That's fucking hysterical.
They're married 2 years later. He's 18 years old and they have a place together. Congratulations. Congratulations.
That's fucking hysterical. I don't see a picture here. Vanessa.
And that is why I will not have sex in the car.
Wait.
What? There's a picture?
Oh. No, I just, look at the email. Like, I didn't know. But it says Vanessa.
It says, here's a raunchy picture I took while traveling in Mexico, and I want to see. Like,
no, you see, she's in control of the situation. She's like a bitch like me that likes to be in control in the bedroom. So she's getting us excited for it, and she's like, gotta wait.
No way. She just forgot to attach it. Wait, that's why I don't have sex in the car, dude, because every headlight I see, I'm like, who's that? Who's coming? Who's going to knock on the window?
I wonder if that's why.
Can I get a ticket for this? Am I going to get arrested?
Amani.
How much do I have to pay? Amani, what? Where are you going with this?
His tint on his windows.
That's why you got tint.
Amani, is that why you got tint? No, you could just ask me to go out for the night. Oh, my goodness. This next one is all you, boo-boo.
Okay.
That was fucking hysterical.
Sex question. Please give me some advice. Hi, listen, Jerry. My name is Lupe. Is that how you say that?
Yeah, what's up, Lupe?
Lupe. And I got to start off by saying I love your podcast. I started listening since episode one, and I've been hooked every episode after that. I got to admit, I was a bit hesitant to email in, but I love the way you two answer everyone's questions, and it makes it seem like we're all friends. And
we
love
are.
This
about the podcast. Oh, my God. We love you.
Thank you. Okay, so here's my story that I need advice on. I started
Alyssa.
What?
Slow down a little bit.
No.
People are going to
Okay, here's the story that I need. Okay, so here is my story that I need advice on. I started talking to this guy about 10-ish months ago. Not 11, 10-ish. After he added me on Snapchat, and I quickly realized we went to high school together. I remember I had a crush on him, but he was always 1 year older than me, and I always felt like he didn't look at me in that way. Anyways, we quickly started texting back and forth all the time now for a few months, and we finally met up for drinks one night. It was everything I expected. He was so attractive, and conversation was great, and he had one too many drinks, and ended up having sex in the car. It was great! The night was over, and we continued to text after, like normal, but not as often as I would say. He was always have hinted to me that he isn't getting into a relationship, and he's all about work and traveling, and so am I. We've had sex a total of 3 times, and it was always after drinks at the bar. Now, we hardly ever text, and he only texts me with, what are you up to today, on the weekends. And I only text him on the weekends. Also, when we try to meet up, but low-key, we know it's really only up sex, but we haven't been able to hang out in almost 3 months, just because we both have things going on and it doesn't work out. So my question is, do I leave our situation as is, or should I just cut it off? I almost feel like I'm sort of starting to get feelings for him. For the only fact that we have slept together, because he truly doesn't make an effort to hang out with me or go on dates or hang out sober. The reason why I would cut it off is because we both don't make an effort to make time for each other, and we both are really only fuck buddies. Sometimes it's just pointless to have someone you only have sex with and nothing else. But then again, I'm 24 and single, and I'm just wanting to have fun. I don't know what to think or do. Please give me some advice. Love you both so much, and I'm grateful there's a podcast like yours. It's helped me out in so many ways.
Dude.
Just be fuck buddies.
I was gonna say, up until she said I'm starting to get feelings for him, I was like, are you kidding me? That's the life. Just be fuck buddies. There's no strings attached. I mean, get together, you do your thing, you move on. No feelings,
have some
no
drinks,
worry.
But good conversation.
But if she's starting to get feelings, then she's setting herself up for, because he made it clear he don't want a relationship.
Yeah.
So maybe he needs to get another fuck buddy.
Or just be like, okay, we're never going to be in a relationship. Let's just keep having good sex.
Right. I was going to say, yeah. Or just accept the fact that
it's just
But
that's hard to shut that off in your brain.
Yeah, it is.
You're like having sex.
But if the sex is great and you just want to go in every little bit, get your thing, move on, and never have to deal with it. But I love that she knows she's not wanting a relationship, that she's just doing her own thing. I love that. Do you, boo. and every other guy you want to do.
Slutty Tina making a comeback.
Oh, slut Tina. Girl Tina.
Okay.
That's you're fucking up hysterical. Next. Okay, let me go find it.
Oh, a phone sex story.
Oh my God. Don't it's say an her embarrassing name. Phone sex story. Hey, I have an embarrassing phone sex moment. So one day I go to the dentist and get a wisdom tooth pulled out and went home afterwards. Well, my fiance called me and we ended up having phone sex. Well, during that time, my mom ended up coming home and she walked into my room during mid-orgasm and I about died because I couldn't stop myself from coming. She shut the door super fast and fiance asked why I busted out laughing afterwards and I told him and he died laughing too. Let's just say I was extra embarrassed. It was extra embarrassing, especially since I had to face her at the dinner table an hour later. She said she came into my room because she thought I was crying. Remember, I had a tooth taken out? Hope y'all enjoyed the laugh. One memory I'll never forget. Love the podcast and love y'all. And guess what? We love you too. That's fucking...
Lock your door, dude.
Fucking hysterical. I can't ever imagine if my mom was there and walked in, oh my God.
With someone else, I feel like it's less embarrassing. When you're by yourself, you're just like, I wasn't just masturbating.
mid-orgasm, no less. It's like, oh my God.
Dude,
that's
lock
fucking
doors, dude.
Fucking hysterical.
Hashtag lock your doors.
Don't double condom.
Hashtag lock your doors. We're going to get a hashtag from every sex episode.
Dude, next.
Sex, embarrassing sex story, sex.
Okay, we get it. this girl is about sex.
This girl has heard us say a million times. Subject line.
She's like, I'm putting it in there, damn it. You better read it.
Hi, listen, Jerry. My name is Myella. I'm 21 years old and I live in Toronto, Canada. So to start off, I just want to say that I love you guys and this podcast has made me feel like I have had so many friends and I freaking love this community that you created.
And we freaking love you too.
Okay, so when I was in high school, I came home with my boyfriend after being out and I know my parents weren't home, but one of my three brothers still lives at home. So I called him as soon as I got home and even yelled his name to see if he was home and he wasn't. I then checked his room since he was always in there and he wasn't in there. So I assumed he was out. I went into my room with my boyfriend, and then we had sex, and since we're never used to having a free house, I thought it would be okay to be loud. After we finished, my boyfriend walks into the bathroom butt naked to clean up, and I get dressed. Out of nowhere, I see my brother come out of my parents' bedroom, that is besides mine, and walk into his room and close the door. Turns out he decided to take a nap in my parents' room, which he never does. I always wondered if he actually heard or saw anything.
Oh my God.
After 4 years, this summer, I went to Cancun with my family, and my brother's girlfriend came with us as well. I was just casually talking to her one night, and it came up about how I walked into my brother masturbating one day, and it was super awkward. She then proceeded to tell me that my little brother heard my boyfriend and I having sex 4 years ago, and that he woke up from his nap from all the moaning and was so disturbed he wanted to cry. And then he ended up just putting on his headphones and trying to block it all out. To this day, I'm still with my boyfriend, and I sometimes feel like my brother may look at us differently after that. I also feel super bad because he's younger than me, so that probably ruined his childhood.
He's like, I'm never going to see my sister in the same light again.
At least you can bond with his girlfriend over it.
That's fucking hysterical. Love it.
Wait, you walked in on him masturbating, though, so you guys are even.
Yeah, exactly. One for one, right?
Imagine walking in on your sibling masturbating.
Oh, my God, Alyssa, I got this one.
Oh, God, what is it, a two-sentence one?
No. It says, Dear Jerry and Alyssa, my name's...
What's the date? I'm lost.
September 17th, 6:08 p.m. Sex. What's up?
What?
How do you not see it?
Oh, I see it.
Dear Jerry and Alyssa, my name is Susan, and I'm 20.
I don't get it.
Susan? Like Nancy? It's Nancy and Susan's.
Is this a fake name?
Look at the email, so I'm thinking it is.
If my name is not, Susan.
All right, listen.
Hi, my name is Nancy. I'm from Long Island.
If your name is really Susan, I'm only laughing because we joke about Susans Nancy and the Nancys. Susan. Right.
Of Long Island. If you guys live on Long Island, you know how many...
Email. Her email is different, so
you guys know how many Susans and Nancys there are on Long Island.
Oh, my God.
There's so many. And Marys. Nancy's. Mary's and Susan's and Nancy's. That's why we laugh. Okay, go.
Okay, first of all, I want you to know I love your podcast. Thank you. Always makes me smile. How accurate are some topics to me, and your energy always cheers me up when I'm feeling a bit sad. I love you guys.
I love you too.
Me and my boyfriend are together for about 3 years now, so we pretty much know what we're like, what we like in bed. Anyways, recently my boyfriend tried to softly bite my nipple while we were making out. Wait, how does he softly bite your nipple while you're making out? Wait, am I reading this wrong? Wait, hold on.
Alyssa, no, you did. So sorry. I was just like, oh, okay, cool. I didn't even notice that it didn't make sense.
Okay, anyways, recently my boyfriend tried to softly bite my nipple while we were making out. And
you got big boobs.
And when we got to the point that the sex became harder, he bit my nipples even harder. At this point, I really enjoyed it because I was like, when it hurts a little bit, am I weird? Or are you guys like that as well? But on to the next day, my nipples hurt so bad. They are sensitive and it lasts for about 5 or 6 days. This happened maybe like 5 times already, and I don't know what to do to make it hurt less. Do you have any recommendations on what to do, or should I talk to my boyfriend about it? Thank you so much for your response. Keep up the good work, and love you guys so much, Susan. Okay, we love you too, Susan.
I've never had this pain before.
I've never had that pain either.
He must be biting hard.
Dude, I'd be like, listen, can you bite a little less?
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be like a line, right, between...
They make nipple cream, though, for like moms that are nursing.
Yeah. That.
But that's like too hard if you're in pain for 5 days. That's like too hard. It might feel good in the moment because you're adrenaline, but once that adrenaline wears, I'm like holding my boobs. I'm like, ow.
Yeah, I would definitely have a speak. Have a talk with him and just tell him.
Tell him it's a little too much.
It's just a little too much. You can get pain. A little more than just a little
Yeah, you know? I was going to say, you can get pain through sex in so many other ways than actually hurting yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like temporary pain. Like let him like smack your ass or something. No need to make your nipples hurt for fucking a week.
But she liked it. So is she weird? No, you're not weird. Everybody has different sensations.
I guess it depends on, do you want to deal with the pain for 5 days? Mm. Is it worth it?
That's what I'm saying. Maybe calm it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Because she does like it.
Yeah, calm it down a little bit.
Next email from Susan's going to be like how she's into like whips and chains. You know, she's hanging from ceilings. He's smacking her with ropes.
He's like, a sex swing.
Okay. You got this one, girlfriend.
I don't know where we're at.
September 19th, 10:24 a.m. Next sexisode. Love it. Cute.
Hi, listen, Jerry. First of all, I love your podcast, and I've been listening from the beginning. I can listen at the same time as I take care of my baby, and it makes me feel like I'm talking to a couple of girlfriends. I love you both. We love you too. My name is Kayla, and I'm a stay-at-home mom with my sweet one-year-old boy. I love being at home with him, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. However, ever since I gave birth a year ago, I have no sex drive. My husband wants to do it all day, every day, and by the end of the night, I'm just too exhausted. We're only 24, and only do it maybe twice a month. I've been to the doctor for it, and there isn't anything physically wrong, but I just feel like I'm hurting my husband's feelings. So my question is, do you have any advice for getting back into the swing of things after having a baby? Here's a picture of my crazy little monster to make you smile.
Okay,
thank you
for reading. It's not downloading on mine.
I have, look.
Oh, cute little one. Okay, so let me explain something. I've said it a billion times before. When you have a baby, your body changes. Mm-hmm. You are, I mean,
so
she did say she was a stay-at-home mom. Yeah, she's a stay-at-home mom to a one-year-old. Mm-hmm. You're fucking exhausted.
Yeah.
I mean, sex is going to be the last thing on your mind. Sex is what got you into what you're doing that you're so exhausted. So it might be like a mental block, like, damn, I don't fucking want another one of these right now. But It'll come back little by little, like the older he gets and maybe he sleeps better through the night and like just doing.
I don't know if you're on birth control, but that's what made my sex drive go away.
I don't know. I'm just a fucking horn dog. I've never had that problem.
Even on birth control? Mm-hmm. Well, birth control gives so many different symptoms to different people. Like it makes some people gain weight or it makes some people have no sex drive. It makes people have mood swings. What?
I'm choking on my water.
Oh. Like, it made me have mood swings and no sex drive, so I got off of it. So that could be it, but if you're not on birth control, you need to make time throughout the day when he's napping or, like, Like, you don't have to just have sex at the end of the day when everything's done. Like, right. You got to make time. Like
morning sex.
Yeah, when you first wake up before the baby's up, you know?
Mm-hmm. When there's a will, there's a way.
There's also babysitters, too.
Yeah.
Just saying. You got this. I believe
you. Listen, there's been times that it's like, oh, my God, finally, relax. And it's like, you don't want to do nothing.
Yeah. No, you know? I get that. That's me. I tell Zane, I'm like, you're going to come up to me too late. I'm too tired.
It's just too tired. Yeah.
I can't. So we have to make it earlier.
Yeah.
If I'm too tired,
try bringing something in there, too. You know, we highly recommend this toy.
Sucker.
Seriously, I mean, if it's something that you've never been into, I don't know if you guys already have toys or use things, but sometimes just sparking something new, you know? You know?
True, boo.
Oh, my God. You're up next. Do you see this next one? Okay. Embarrassing ER sex stories.
Ooh.
Oh. Hey, listen, Jerry. First wanted to say, if you're reading this, that means I made it on the podcast.
Hell yeah.
Celebrate. Now on to the story. When I was 16, I was getting these horrible pains in my belly button area. I was in a relationship with somebody When I was 16, I started getting these horrible pains in my belly button area. I was in a relationship with someone, a serious one at that. We ended up getting married when I was 18 and then divorced when I was 20. My mom ended up taking me to the ER because I had tears and that's how bad pain I was in. Don't try it. It's okay. I got this.
I didn't say anything.
I get there and don't think anything of it. We go into the room. The lady starts asking me questions like, when was your last period? Where does it hurt? When did it start? Blah, blah, blah. So out of nowhere, she says, could you be pregnant? Like, little 16-year-old me is not ready for the question. And since I was sexually active, there could have been a chance. I sat there contemplating my answer for a while because I said yes. If I said yes, I knew my mom was going to beat my ass when I got home. If I said no, I was in the clear with my mom but it turned out that I was pregnant. But if it turned out that I was pregnant, then she would make sure to beat my ass. I wouldn't even make it home. The nurse was looking at my mom, giving me the I'm about to kill you look in a panic. I said I didn't know. The lady walks out of the room, gets me a cup to pee in, and then for them to do the test. And my mom's grinning at me, slurring between her teeth that I better have an explanation. Thankfully, I wasn't pregnant. I just had a really bad infection, I guess. When we get home, she asks me questions, but all I have to say is I'm so glad she didn't ask when I lost my virginity because I would be alive to tell the story if I had told her that it was when I was 13 and not 16 when she thought I did. Oh, my goodness. Hope that made you chuckle. Love you guys so much.
I remember that when I would go to the doctor with my mom, and they would be like, do you drink alcohol? And when I would underage drink, I'd have to be like, no. You know how they're like, any drinking? Any smoking?
I was going to say, and it's funny, because once you turn that certain age, that mom doesn't go in with you, and then it's just you, and it's like, yes, I drink, yes, I smoke, yes, I have sex.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So funny, though.
Girl, friends.
I need sex advice?
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm here to help.
Okay. Hi, listen, Jerry, please don't say my name. My name is, oh, fuck.
But we won't say it.
Okay, we're going to call her Marie.
Hey,
Marie. I love you both. I'm 27 years old, and I've been married to my best friend of over 11 years for 7 years. We have a beautiful 6-year-old son. I need some advice, but before I get into the question, I have to give you a quick backstory. While I was in high school, the guy I was dating raped me and forbid me to ever talk about it to my best friend, my husband. I sadly stayed in the relationship, but the second time around that he tried to rape me, I took his Xbox and bashed it up against him, and I reported my ex to the police. My husband is the only one to know that I was raped besides my therapist. Fast forward, when my husband and I decided to get out of the friend zone, he respected my body 100%. And he was very patient with me. I eventually had sex with him, and I feel and felt completely safe with him. Fast forward to today, my husband and I enjoy and love the sex, but we want to try new things. We love trying new things, and that's probably why the sex is hot. We both discussed doing anal, and trust me, I want to try it, but every time we're doing the do, he asks if you want to try anal, and I fucking chicken out, even though I want to. I don't know if it's the fear of the unknown, or if it's because when I was raped, or because of when I got raped. I completely trust my husband. He's the only man I had sex with after being raped. I need your help, and how can I be comfortable and relaxed enough to try anal? First of all, so sorry.
That's so sorry. Like, my blood was boiling as you were reading this, because I don't understand what person, because it can go the other way too, right? But what person thinks it's okay to do that? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Find somebody so sorry. That fucking consents.
I'm so dick. Sorry. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I am so happy that you have the man of your life and that he was so respectful.
Yes.
As far as anal.
Oh, girl, I don't fucking know. I can't do it either.
The only thing I can tell you is...
The fuck?
You have to relax. It's literally just relax.
Well, if you can't relax,
then she's not going to have anal, because that's just...
Listen, Mama, I don't like it. No.
You just need to relax. That'll
help. Lube, right?
Yeah.
Lube and relax.
Yeah.
Relax and lube.
Relax
and new lube. New t-shirt. Relax and lube. I'm kidding.
Oh, my goodness. Hi, my name is Sarah. I just want to start off and say that I love you guys. What?
I think you skipped.
Who?
What date are you on?
September 20th.
Yeah, you skipped one.
Did I really?
Yeah, September 19th. Don't say her name.
I don't know who you're talking about. I don't have any highlighted.
Sex, watching porn, etc. You must have missed it.
Oh.
See it?
Yeah, this is you.
Oh, wait, did we read this already? Is that why? No, there's no way. Okay, we're going to read it. Ready?
Yeah.
What?
I got to go potty.
Okay, I'll start reading it.
Okay.
Or do you want to pause?
No.
Yeah, let's pause. You read my email in the podcast and said your opinion, and you made me very happy. I had tears in my eyes, and I was very excited. You asked for more information, therefore, I wrote you the second email, and if you're still interested, you can have a look at it. I'm listening to the episode, A Condom Got Stuck in Her You-Know-What, and I want to share something about it. You talked about whether it's okay if your partner watches porn. When I got together with my husband in 2012, I was 13 years old. My husband is 2 years older than me, and I've never dealt with my body before, and I had no idea about sex. And I mean, really, no idea. We first had sex when I was 14. This was all very new for me, but our regular sex life really only started 2 or 3 years later. He told me to masturbate and find out what I like. That was strange to me. Sometimes he showed me some porn. Oh, guys, I was very uncomfortable. Today, I know that he masturbated regularly to porn since he was 16. I was very shy in such topics and didn't make any noises during sex. He asked me why I didn't moan. The women in the porn all do that. We watched a few porn videos together, talked about it, and in the last 2 years, he has also watched such movies or nude pictures when we had sex. I satisfied him with my mouth. I myself masturbate to porn sometimes, but never when he sees it. Then I feel... Observed. In the last months, he does that almost every day while I sit at my desk in the same room. Also, I don't have a problem with that, but he always clicks the porn away quickly when I go to him. He doesn't want me to see what he's looking at, and that bothered me. I am also angry when I am looking forward to sex and take initiative, which I rarely do, and he doesn't want to because he'd rather masturbate or has already done that and will no longer has any desire. It's different measurements. I'm 1.6 meters tall. How much is that in inches?
I'm going to go do it right now.
And she weighs 53 kilograms, and my husband wants me to lose weight and says I'm fat. Okay, no matter what that converts to, your husband should not be telling you to lose weight and that you're fat. Sorry. He says that that I changed something, but I am not fat, and he knows that, too. I think the porn industry suggests that...
She's just about 5'3", sorry.
Okay. And 53 kilograms? The porn industry suggests that being thin is normal, etc. Besides, now he also wants anal sex.
I'm sorry.
This is a theme.
Okay, so she's 5'3", and she's 116 pounds. Really? Really? See, now I'm going to get my balls a twisted.
He said, she said, I'm not fat, and he knows that too. He just wants her to change something.
Husbands?
What?
Maybe she should change her husband.
Oh! I get it. Look, there's a theme today. He also wants anal sex now. That was very bad for me in the beginning, but after the third try, it's okay, and I kind of started to like it. But be warned, worms and shit. What? I've already experienced both with my husband, but that only works with a lot of trust and love, and I love him very much. So, people, communication is key, right? At least that's what Alyssa and Jerry say. I think I need to talk to my husband about porn, but in general, on the subject of porn, together, watching porn can be good for the relationship and be fun, but hiding and having expectations of the woman, like anal sex, because it's normal in porn, is what I find critical. I hope I can contribute to part of a sex edition of your podcast. Alyssa and Jerry, stay as you are. Greetings from Germany.
Okay. A couple of things.
Yeah.
You know, like, male porn stars will have these huge dongs. Like, I wonder how your man is. Like, I mean, I don't really need a response. But if he's wanting you to be more like the actresses. Like,
okay, go get jacked, have a six pack.
Right. I want you to have like big buff arms, six yeah. pack, big
nice
dick.
Legs.
Perfect. Yeah, yeah, I want you to have perfect smile, perfect teeth, perfect mm-hmm. hair. His expectations are of an actress mm-hmm. that gets her hair and makeup done to do the shoot.
Yeah.
You know? It's so unrealistic, and yeah, to me, that's a problem. Yeah, that's a problem. I think porn can be healthy in some relationships, yeah. but when your man is starting to compare you or want you to change, to me, that's
or
where
call
it's
you
like,
fat when you're 116 pounds.
16, 5 foot three.
I weigh more than that.
16 pounds, and it's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Like what?
He knows I'm not fat, but what? What? I.
So
Mama,
throw on
I'm
a
sorry.
Wig. That's not a change. Getting thinner is not a change that isn't a necessity. He can, like, ask you to put on a wig or a different outfit. Sorry.
And what the hell? Wait, what is with the fucking worms and shit? What?
Worms in your ass?
Like, that's... What?
Worms
I've already experienced
shit.
Both with my husband. Worms?
I'm confused.
I am so fucking confused and a little grossed out, TBH. Definitely mm-hmm. communication is key, and I'll be like, listen, a little bit with us both is fine, but if you're fucking hiding it as you're in the same room with me watching it and you click off when I walk past you, no, that's just dirty. And if he's not having sex when she wants to because he's too busy fucking watching porn and jerking off,
that's not healthy.
That's definitely not healthy.
Yeah.
He's got some sort of addiction that he needs
to
be addressed.
It could be a porn addiction.
Yeah. It needs to be addressed because addiction is a very serious thing, right? Exactly. It's a real thing, and that's what it seems like to me.
Mm-hmm. It's not just like, oh,
I'm horny.
He's just a normal guy that watches porn all the time. Like, if it's becoming a problem in the relationship,
that he's wanting her to change, like, that to me, that's more of an addiction than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I'm sorry, Mama.
And if you got a man that's telling you that you're fat and need to lose weight, sorry, you can get the fuck out of my face with that shit. Unless you're a fucking perfect buff man, I don't want to hear it. Thank you. I still don't want to fucking hear it. Jeez. All right, next.
Oh. Dude.
920?
No.
What?
Okay, so it was a re-question, birthday shout out. Hey, listen, Jerry, you could say my name. Just wanted you to know, loving the podcast. Listen twice a week. I recently put a best friend onto the podcast. So my birthday is October 4th on your podcast. Comes on the Thursday, October 3rd. Hopefully you can read this before so I can get a birthday shout out.
Oh, we'll get to you later.
I wish I would have seen this. I would have freaking did it.
You stink.
I'm so sorry. Happy birthday.
Ready?
Am I
happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Julia.
Happy birthday to you. Wait, we got to do it again because her name's Julie, not Julia. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Julie.
Happy birthday to you.
We love you. I'm so sorry we fucking messed that shit up. Damn, I need to be fired.
All right, 920, sex confession / question.
Oh, wait, she sent another one with pictures. All right. Oh, see, I can't down... can't download attachment. What?
Veronica? Vanessa?
That's a familiar name. We just did a Veronica Vanessa.
Yeah. I sent you guys an email about having sex in the desert, and I don't think the picture went through.
Yes!
We found the picture!
Wait. Cannot download attachment. What's the matter with mine?
Got it. I thought it was going to be more freaky, to be honest with you. It's her in a sports bra and underwear. No, but you're beautiful.
Holy Jesus.
Oh, yeah, you are beautiful. It's her in a sports bra and underwear. But listen, we found the picture. Wow, we were so mad at you.
We really were mad at you. We were like, what the fuck? How are you going to say you're going to put a picture and then not put a picture? But she's like, oh, shit, my bad. Here's a picture.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, where are you?
Sarah. Hi, my name is Sarah.
Start
off and say that I love you guys in the podcast. It always makes my day better. I will start off with a confession, and I think this will make Jerry laugh. When my boyfriend and I have sex, he has trouble lasting, so we tried a numbing spray.
That's what we were talking about earlier. Okay.
Let's just say, I know why it makes you last longer. It numbs everything. I literally could not feel my vagina for shit. I didn't want to be like, and say, was it in? OMG. OMG, don't try that stuff unless you like a numb puss-puss, as you call it, LOL. Do you guys know of anything to help guys with stamina? Sorry for the long message. Keep up the good work.
Well, I was going to suggest the spray that you already tried.
All right, so this is going to have to be a thing for the group comes out.
I know that there are pills, too, only because I've seen them. Like, you go to little bodegas, and they have all those little things and stuff, so.
This is going
to
be a group question, so if you're not in our group already, Sarah.
Go to our group. Ask away. It's going to be posted there.
A girl and her mother-in-law, and you guys can talk about all the long-lasting methods you need. Sex confession / funny story.
Go right ahead, girlfriend.
Okay.
Oh, this is a familiar name. I know who you are. She said we can say her name? You can say. I'm pretty sure this is the girl Lisa who had surgery the same day I did. No, maybe it's not. Did she talk about surgery?
I don't know. I think I fucked up. Maybe it's not you.
Email yet. Okay, go ahead.
You're going to read it.
Me? Send me this again because it didn't get read on this last sex episode.
Well, here you are.
You are determined. Okay. You can say my name. I don't care. This isn't the first time I've emailed or talked to either of you. Isn't it funny how, do you interchange them or do you always say either?
I say both.
Because the other day we were talking and you said either.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it. And when I was driving somewhere, I'm like, either. I say both.
Yeah, both.
Okay.
Me either.
Right.
It's the same shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but I just said either. You know what's funny? I thought about that
after I said it too.
Shut up!
When we were walking on the walk, right?
Yes!
Yeah. And I was like, because Zane said something and I was like, yeah, me either. And I was like, usually I say either. I don't know why I just said either, but I did.
That is so fucking wild that we both were thinking it. That's so crazy. All right, we're stupid.
Okay, go.
Hey, listen, Jerry. I'm Lisa, and I'm from Pittsburgh.
That's where Yins comes
from. Oh, okay.
Yins?
Yins.
What does that mean, y'all?
It's Yins? Yeah, I think it's
what
like
y'all. What
are Yins
y'all doing? The fuck?
Okay. All right, so I have a funny sex drinking story for you, too. So my fiancé and I were having a quiet night in one night. And decided to drink some. So my fiancé, Spencer, was getting my wine for me. And you know how usually you fill the glass to about halfway? Well, not him. He filled it all the way to the top every time. So I didn't take a long time to finish a whole bottle of 12% ABV black raspberry wine. Is it a black raspberry? I'm going to have to try that.
Oh, yeah, you love black raspberry.
I do, but I hate wine. I want to be a wine drinker.
I don't like
Listen,
it.
Listen, that's going
to
be
Abby tried to get me to like it the other night.
I really want to enjoy wine. I think it's like a sophisticated drink.
It is.
Maybe because we're not sophisticated people.
I mean, fucking look at
us. We're talking about the JJs and fucking puss-pusses. Okay, sorry. I'm sorry, Lisa. Let me get back to it. I feel bad for you because you got stuck with me reading it and I got like dry mouth syndrome.
All right. I feel bad for you.
I should have got myself a cough drop. Okay, whenever I'm drunk, often or not, I am all about sex. Girl, yes. So we went up to our room and we had sex. For me, I can't orgasm through penetration unless I'm using my vibrator as well. But whenever I'm drunk, it's nearly impossible for me to orgasm no matter what. So we had sex and I made him go down on me and nothing. So then he fell asleep and I got mad because I didn't orgasm. I decided I was going to sleep in our extra room on the futon. Our futon clicks into position. So it's not the quietest thing to do. So as I'm putting on the futon, as I'm putting the futon into the bed mode, I hear Spencer getting up. So me being drunk, I was like, oh shit, I can't let him see me in here. So I turned out the light and pressed myself up against the wall to the door behind, with the mindset, he'll never see me here with the lights off. So he turns on the light, comes in to see me sprawled out against the wall. Like, what the fuck are you doing? We talk about it all the time. She's like hiding. She's like, he's not going to see me. It's so fucking funny because I really,
oh my God. I'm picturing this happening.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And it's like me trying to spit these words out of my dry mouth are so horrible. I realized that I sound so uneducated, like a dumb shit when I read these emails. Like, I could talk to you fine, but it's like reading these fucking emails are so
Well, when they're big paragraphs, difficult. You get lost.
I do get lost. Yeah. And I'm blind.
I don't read them
But fucking either. Lisa, that's fucking hysterical. I so love how funny. She literally thought just by being like this. Look, I'm even doing the motion like she is, yeah. Right? Oh, he's not going to see me.
And he just turns on the light. I can like, picture Zane doing fuck? That to you. Zane will walk in and just be like, what the fuck are you fuck? Doing? Oh, that's fucking funny.
Next.
Okay, Jesus. Who?
Please don't say my name.
Hey, ladies.
That one.
I've been listening to this podcast and I'm absolutely obsessed with it. So I'm just going to get right into it. Thank you so much.
That's what we love.
Yes. Although we love all your kind words. So we do. Absolutely. Make it sound like that.
Oh God. Yeah.
My ex and I dated for 2.5 years and I'm 17 now. And he was, you were 14 when you started dating. He was my first time and my first boyfriend and my first kiss. Fun fact, we actually had our first kiss when we were 7. LOL. We were next door neighbors for about 10 years. He was and still is my very best friend and my soulmate. So, a lot of time has passed since we've broken up and we stayed pretty close, and he and I both want to get back together because we know we're meant to be, but I feel extremely guilty because when we were broken up, I had sex with someone else. It wasn't anything special, more of just a rebound thing, and I want to get back with my ex, but I'd feel wrong if I don't tell him I've been with someone else, and on the other hand, I don't want to tell him in case it ruins the chance of us getting back together. Any advice would be great. Thank you so much. I love you both. P.S. I lost my virginity to him when I was 15 and he was 16. I know it's young, but I'm from Vegas, and it's the normal age here. LOL.
Whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Oh, this is a hard one. I know exactly how you feel, but you all know, listen, I always say, honesty is the best policy. You gotta communicate.
But you guys were broken up, so who gives a fuck who you slept with? Right?
Right. No, but she's wanting to, if they're gonna build a serious relationship, she wants to be able to be honest. I mean, you were broken up, so it wasn't like
there's
you cheated
no reason
or
for
anything.
Him to be mad. Yeah, you guys broke up. You had sex with someone else, and now you want to get back together.
Yeah, because maybe he had sex with somebody else too.
He probably did.
But I definitely listen. You have to be honest, because then it's going to be in the back of your mind.
Yeah, be like, I didn't cheat on you or anything, but I just want you to know that I had sex with somebody else while we were broken up.
That's it.
That's all.
Sweet, simple,
and sweet. All right, that's it. We gotta go.
I was gonna say, yeah, we are. Damn, we made some. Talk about progress.
All right, you guys, before this crashes,
I am feeling so beautiful about today's episode.
Good, me too.
Except for my fucking inability to talk right.
I loved it. Okay, anyways, if you guys are new here, welcome to fucking Agamil,
where we talk about sex and anal sex
and drinking and relationships and all of the above. So if you liked this episode, please stay. We would love to have you in our Agamil family. You can join our Facebook group. It's Facebook.com. A girl in a mother in law. I don't fucking know. If you guys want to shop our merch, teespring.com/Agamil. And if you want to keep up with us and you want to see more of our faces, well,
her face.
See faces at all because you're not seeing anything right now. I'm Melissa Rose on everything and she's Jerry Eastman on everything. And if you want your email read like we read a million today, you can send them to us. Our email is agamilpodcast@gmail.com. agamilpodcast@gmail.com.
We love you.
Did I miss something?
I don't think. Oh, questions. You just said that. What am I saying? Well, you
didn't
say
questions. If you want to send requests, suggestions, and questions, send them to our email.
Oh my God, are you getting bored of this? No. You got to see. I wish I had a video of her doing it now. She's like,
But if you guys enjoyed, you can rate us 5 stars on the Apple Podcast app. It will help us a lot. You can listen on Spotify, Anchor, wherever you listen to podcasts. And we hope you join us every Monday and Thursday at 5 a.m. EST.
Word.
Love you all so much. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye.